With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed. Or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
It's time for Name That Cheater! Hang on a second. I need full participation.
Oh, sorry.
I need full participation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Name That Cheater! Excellent. Little Jess, who's our contestant today?
Hannah Rubinson.
Anna Rubinson from Northtown.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, here's how it works. So Kayla gives us the...
Cheater, the person who got cheated on.
And then we, and whoever guesses the cheater gets the point. Spence, your buzzer.
Ka-ka.
Little Jess, your buzzer.
Yeah.
I just realized that's that mine's too close to yours. I got to come up with a new one. So my buzzer... Hannah, what's your buzzer going to be?
It's going to be
yee. Okay.
My buzzer's going to be quack, quack. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Good one.
First person that got cheated on. Brandy Glanville.
I have no idea. Knocked out of the park with that one, Kayla.
Well, and the answer, is?
Eddie Cibrian.
Oh, yeah.
With Leanne Rimes, yeah.
Oh.
Back in the day. Okay.
Hey, Hannah.
I'm sorry. She's coming off the concrete. Okay.
This is going to affect your P1 power.
Yeah.
We appreciate that you're calling while you're at work, but
we'll see him still. I promise.
Okay.
She's walking a horse, which is kind of, there's something kind of cool about that. All right, so no points. Let's go again.
So even though he still denies it, back in 2005, this person cheated on Uma Thurman. Uma Thurman. Chet?
Ethan Hawke.
Yes, it is.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Well, look at that. All right, I got one.
And the only reason he knew that was because his daughter, their daughter, is in Stranger Things, yeah?
No, oh, I just guessed. I literally had no, there was nothing behind the guess.
Okay, good guess.
Nothing at all. First 1-3 wins?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, great.
Okay, back in 2006, after 14 years together, this man cheated on Shania Twain.
Ka-ka!
Spence.
Mutt Lange.
Good job.
Yeah, Mutt.
Good one. I don't know who else she's
one
been with.
Spence.
Oh, and this one crushed me.
Hey, sorry. Could we do more obscure ones?
Yeah.
Could we do some that are more? It's sarcasm.
I got it.
2006. This guy allegedly cheated on Sophie Bush with Paris Hilton. Sophie Bush is the cheatee.
I'm out.
That is Sophie Bush.
Caca.
Chad Michael Murray.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Good job.
Well, that
Spence
one out of
has two.
Regions.
He's one away. He's one away from the win. Lil Jess, does your buzzer work?
Yep. Yeah.
Really, with a lot of enthusiasm on your buzzer.
Try and contain yourself. You're overreacting. Hannah, does yours work?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. All right,
let's keep going.
In 2017, she filed for divorce. Fergie is your cheatie.
Ka-ka!
Oh, Spence. Oh,
Josh
this one.
There you go.
Gotta be right.
And Spence is the winner! Name That Cheater! Much better at that game than you thought you
Takes
were.
A cheater to know a cheater, Chet. I mean,
what?
Wait, what? Hold on.
Erase
what?
That.
I don't think that's.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, little Jess, is Bill on the phone?
No, I didn't get to Bill.
Oh, dang it.
I was waiting for him.
Do I win?
I was going to do this if he got through.
You're going to ring the bell? You want a piece of Bill? You want a slice of Bill? We haven't. You know what? Here's what's really funny, and I thought this would happen more often. On occasion, little Jess, when she first stepped into that job, there were some guys she was like, oh, I wish we'd have put him on hold. So we had the bike bell for something else. I don't know what it was. And then
the Bird Box Challenge.
Bird Box Challenge, sure. And then, Bird Box.
Oh,
remember that?
Was so easy.
We were so innocent back then.
Back in the carefree days of 2018. Nobody. So then we put the bell on there, and we were like, "Hey, look, if there's ever one we need to put on hold, there's the bell." We've never rung the bell once.
So funny. I had someone who's new to the building and was in that studio one day, and he goes, What's the bell about? And I go, well, let me tell you the story, young pup here.
Tell him, mind your business. Don't go down the hall and tell the people at KXNT.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, so
the next thing you know, bike all, bell.
They won't leave.
Yeah. Bike bell, ratings juggernaut.
Got it.
So who is on the phone?
Shelly Cowart of Silverado Ranch.
Shelly Cowart, let me ask you a question. Did you listen to the P1 Power Rankings podcast?
I did not. I missed that one.
Didn't Shelly receive votes this week?
She did last week.
Oh,
in,
yeah.
In week two. And she
put
almost made
list.
My top 10 because she's a good battler.
I think you got mentioned. I think you got mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
I think your name, if your ears were burning yesterday at about noon, that's why. Because we were
I'm going to keep climbing that ladder for sure.
I like that.
So, you know, you're color number 25. I know Gwen Stefani tickets. Yay! Because we love Gwen, too.
Right,
we love Gwen, too, a lot. Yeah. Just Girl Residency, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. Very excited for that to come back. Want to make sure we go. All of that. And we're very happy for you that you're going. But, I mean, let's be honest.
I've been wanting to see that show.
Of course. But we know what you've been wanting even more.
Kayla's Got a Joke.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. We know that that's what you really wanted.
Yes.
Let's play along with you here. It'll be Kayla's Got a Joke.
Hey, Shelly, what's it called when you're singing in the shower and you get shampoo in your mouth?
Did you write this?
I did not write
this.
No.
I have no idea, Kayla.
What is it called when you are singing in the shower and you got shampoo in your mouth?
A soap opera.
soap opera. Soap opera. You get it, Shelly? Soap opera.
I got it. That made my day.
Oh, I'm glad.
For real? Okay, here's the deal. Kayla told us right before we went on the air, she goes, I got two fire jokes. Fire. And that's a quote. That's a quote. Is that not a quote?
It's an exact quote.
Am I not quoting you accurately?
You did.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. There might be some times that I might embellish a little on this show. I know. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. There are times when I might stretch the truth just a touch.
Nope, that's what I said, though.
But right there, that's an exact quote.
Yep.
Kayla said, I got two fire jokes. That was one of them.
But then I also said I didn't think you guys would like either of them.
I'm not completely opposed to soap opera.
Okay.
What's the other one?
Why did Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 come before 1, 2, and 3?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Why did Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 come before 1, 2, and 3?
Because in charge of the schedule, Yoda was.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, because the backwards.
That's kind of clever.
Thank you.
In charge of the schedule, Yoda was.
Thank you. That's akin to the Yoda voice.
Shelly, have a great day.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a Jeff Buchanan Show special report. We'll get you back to your regularly scheduled program. And high low, I want to go to Disneyland in just a few moments. Jeff Buchanan Show special report.
Okay.
Can Kayla do Yoda voice? America held hostage. Can you do it? Because she goes, wait a minute, I can't do Yoda voice. It was like, oh, let's see what happens here.
I just can't do it. Okay. Because in charge of the schedule, Yoda was.
She does her hands like a robot. Army?
Yeah, she's doing the robot. What's that? Are you, is that a Tyrannosaurus? No, you know what? No, no, no. You're trying to do Yoda, but it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Is that what it is? Because in charge of the schedule.
Put your arms down at your sides. Sit on your hands.
I can't do it.
Well, Jess, so Yoda bad. Voice.
Let me hear you do it, and then I'll try.
He wouldn't do it for me.
Can I hear it one more time? Please.
In charge of the schedule, Yoda was.
in charge of the schedule, Yoda was.
Right, yeah, see? Yeah, no, no, no. She,
that
God,
sounded
she,
like a 6'3" Yoda to me, man. That was good.
Right? That's Yoda's girlfriend right there. That was Mrs. Yoda.
Yeah.
In charge of this.
Stand up. Stand up. Dizzy from the diaphragm. Gonna, okay.
make this noise.
This noise.
Wait, do Cookie Monster.
In charge of the schedule. I can't do it. This is so,
oh my God, so, what's going on?
And she's contorting her face. All of the physical movements, yeah. I think, are hurting her. They're not helping.
Oh my God. In charge of the schedule.
It's getting there.
In charge of the schedule.
Do it. Use your hands, though. I think that helps.
Yeah, yeah. Do your hands. Yeah, use your hands.
In charge of the schedule.
God. My God.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Do or do not. I can't do it. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. I'm crying.
Okay. Spence, go ahead.
I'm not really good at that.
Yoda's voice, Kayla cannot do.
See, there you go. You did good. Do your Chewbacca now.
See, it's the same.
He's got a phlegm issue, Chewbacca.
Well, I'm going to an entertainment site right now. And the very first name I see, you have to impersonate.
Okay. Oh,
the very first name.
All right.
Ariana Grande.
Right now, I'm in a state of mind.
Ariana Grande.
Thank you, next.
Are we all singing?
It's the only way I know how to do it.
She's just really, just say anything you want, but I like hamburgers.
I've never had a whole hamburger on my own. Oh, my Ariana Grande is my Michael Jackson. Yeah. I just realized. Ariana Grande.
I'm in love. No, I'm not. I'm in love. No, I'm not.
Get breathier, breathier, breathier.
Yeah, a little breathier, maybe.
I'm in love with Pete. No, I'm not.
I love it.
I'm in love with Mac Miller.
Yeah,
no,
she
I'm
talks
not.
About what a delicious distraction he was. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. Funny. Have we all heard the rumors?
I have not.
Oh.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.